But I know, I just know the minute I cancel it and order a new one, it'll fucking show up somewhere.
This is like that local that comes up to you when he's drunk and starts talking to you. you know what? My cat suddenly brought home a fox the other day. It was fucking dead in his mouth, and it's like, oh my god.
Oh, brilliant. Do you want another whiskey, Carl?
Yeah, please.
Oh, hello everyone. Welcome to Ollie's at the
Wheel.
Oh,
fuck, you've been recording. Oh, you bastards.
It's the end of the season, so we've got nothing to talk about except Carl losing shit. But Carl, other than losing everything, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. And, you know, if you do find my credit card, just DM me on carlos_fire80 on Twitter. I don't fucking spend anything!
That screaming was, of course, Liam. Liam, how are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you told me we were recording, so I was going to ask you something a bit messed up, so I'm glad that it had this year.
It's the end of the season. There's no football to talk about, so no one's fucking listening.
Okay, yeah. You know what? I was going to ask you guys like a moral quandary.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm looking for a full time job at the moment, as you guys probably know, because you know I've been rich my whole life. It would be good to, you know.
You also lost your credit card, so now you have to get a job.
Well, I lost one of the credit cards. Yeah. I mean, you know, and I can't access my bank in Mykonos for another week or so. But it's a complicated story. Anyway, I was wondering, if I become like a right-wing grifter and basically like a Nazi who posts like shit for views, would you guys still be friends with me?
We're not friends with you now.
Okay, well, without missing a beat. Likely?
Do you know what? I was thinking about this earlier when we're in the middle in the UK of the obviously the great Schofield scandal. Is the only news apparently on this godforsaken rock at the minute. And I was like, and I thought earlier, it is about 2 weeks before he appears on either Talk TV or GB News with a new like primetime show. So, Liam, I would still be friends with you if you worked for GB News or Talk TV, because I respect the hustle.
Yeah, if I get a show with Lawrence Fox, maybe.
Is anyone playing?
Yeah, you know. But yeah, okay, well, you know, I'm glad to know that. Because, I mean, I've been looking at, like, Ollie London recently. And, you know, no one knew who the fuck he was. And then suddenly he starts pushing transphobic shit, and he's huge. I'm like, my God, there's easy money to be made here, you know.
It's really easy money to make, tricking people into thinking that you have like any sort of views at all about anything.
Yeah, and I mean, he actually believes it, or maybe he is a piece of shit, maybe he's not. I don't really know, but you know, he got me thinking. You know, and I mean, I could help people, but you know, where's the fun in that?
There is no fun in that. No fun. No. Just like there's no fun in the FA Cup. we should probably talk about it for a little bit. The final of the FA Cup was obviously on Saturday. It was an all-Manchester affair as the Smurfs took on the Red Devils. Liam, I'm going to go to you first. As the kind of someone with no sort of dog in the fight at all, what did you think of the final?
To be honest, it was a bit of a boring game because I never had any belief that you'd beat Man City, to be honest. But I thought you gave it a decent go. You know, I mean, yeah, I mean, I think the penalty was bullshit. But, you know, you got to take what you can versus City. And I mean, you know, it's not like Arsenal have never had a bullshit penalty versus City. So, you know, it is what it is. No, I thought the first minute was absolutely shambolic. To be honest, I think the first 40 minutes were just shambolic from you. And you barely got a kick. I mean, their first goal was very well worked, in fairness. But I think you grew into the game at some points. And actually, I think you finished with more XG, which, yeah. I mean, usually they don't like to take the foot off the gas. So even if it is a different game state, I thought I was reasonably impressed. But obviously, you still have a long way to go to be at that level. But, you know, that's fair enough. It's only been your first season with Ten Hag, so... I don't know. What were you guys?
Carl?
To be honest, I don't think anyone's at their level. I mean, you got blown away by them the last time you played them. So you can't really sit there saying you've got a long way to go before you're at their level.
Well, take his credit card away and he turns into a right grouch,
didn't
he?
Honestly, my God.
It's like the pot calling the kettle fucking black, though, isn't it?
Hey, yeah, we're closer than you are, okay?
I think you're farther away than you'd like to think you are, to be honest. But
well, maybe we'll migrate to La Liga, but they seem to have it pretty easy over there.
They do. They got that new logo.
It looks
terrible. It's crap, isn't it? Looks like Juventus's J, doesn't it?
Just like the fucking league. Oh my God.
A few of your new attitude, you'd fit right in over in Spain.
I think it's going to take Nathan a few minutes to get.
I get it.
Oh, okay.
I'm with you.
But in all joking aside, I was quite surprised of how well we did against them, actually, especially when we conceded, after like 12 seconds, was it registered at?
Something like that.
I thought we're going to get blown away here and scored already, but now we managed to get ourselves back into it. Bullshit penalty or not, the penalty was given, we converted it. We looked far more dangerous when Garnacho came on, so maybe he should have started, but then he's not always the best at tracking back, is he? So that might have led to conceding more goals. You don't know, it's all buts and maybes, but he did come very close with a shot towards the end of the match. So, we were always in it. Yeah, I didn't really believe we were going to get back into it, but you hope, don't you? And I do think the first goal we couldn't do anything about, really. It was so quick, but the second goal I thought was a bit of a shambles, and it was disappointing to concede what I would say was a soft goal. Nathan, what would you say about the final?
I think he's right. I think David De Gea massively let himself down for the second goal. And for all of the fact that people said before the game, and quite rightly so, that there was no real way we were going to win. But then we were competitive throughout, and it was a goalkeeping mistake, an inevitable goalkeeping mistake, it feels like at times, that cost us the final. So we weren't a million miles away. It just shows what we've been lacking the whole season, which is a proper classy striker. And a goalkeeper that and I'm going to give Liam a massive hard on here, but a goalkeeper that can help us build from the back. That's what Erik ten Hag wants us to do. So we're not playing his system yet.
Did you hear that, Reese? Do you hear that, little
fuck? I think that's the story. But it was a goalkeeper mistake that cost us the final. And we actually defensively were very good other than that. And we kept Haaland relatively quiet, which is the first big mission of the City side. Now, obviously, there's a lot of other weapons to worry about other than just the great Nordic one. I think Gundogan is just on fire though as well.
What a season
he's had.
He's been awesome, hasn't he?
And he might be leaving.
Oh no, how can you let him leave? Sorry, you'd think you'd offer him anything he wants to stay. The last couple of seasons, I think he's been tremendous, as much as I hate to admit it.
He's been fabulous. Apparently Barcelona are knocking where they're getting their money from.
And Arsenal are knocking as well, but I don't know if that's happening.
Yeah, that ain't fucking happening.
What? For Gundogan?
Yeah, we've been going for Gundogan.
Yeah. That'll happen.
You never know. If you pay him a lot of money, he might.
Yeah. That would be really funny if he did go. You'll probably just sign in. Well, you're in for Kovacic, apparently, aren't you? But then City also want him.
I don't think we are in for Kovacic. I think we're in for Mount's.
I think Kovacic to City sounds pretty done to come from what Fab is saying.
Good old Fab. What a guy. Hardest working man in all of made up rumours.
No, you can normally guarantee it's pretty much true. If he says it, he's probably one of maybe two or three. David Ornstein's another credible one, but a lot does turn out to be bullshit, doesn't it? From others,
it's just sources, isn't it? But in on the final, I think it just shows that the League Cup is more important. More prestigious.
Oh, definitely, 100%. I'd rather win the League Cup than the UCL. I don't know about you, mate.
Don't know we're ever gonna fucking win. I think it was a good final, and as Leo said, we did finish with more XG for all of that means. I think it just shows that we were getting in the right positions. We just don't have a striker.
Oh, yeah. I can actually interrupt us with some breaking news. It's just popped up on my phone that the Celtic former Celtic manager whose name I can't pronounce, so I'm not going to try, has agreed to become Tottenham manager by all accounts.
I think he's a good appointment, to be honest. From what I've read about his team, I think it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it is going to be really interesting. If he gets backed, and there's been quite a few people, Spurs fans in particular, say it's like an uninspired selection, but then you've had inspired selections for like the last three managers and you keep fucking it up, so give someone a go.
Just doesn't work. They've had Jose Mourinho and Conte and none of them have really...
Whoa, calm down. Jesus, man, they don't like Jose Mourinho at all.
No, they don't, do they?
No, he's gone to tell the neighbours the news.
Yeah,
he's better at pronouncing his name than Carlos.
As he found my credit card, is that why he's excited?
Yeah, that's it. He's got to spend it all.
No, £5,000 taken out of Scooby Snacks.
What I will say about the Postecoglou thing, which kind of confuses me a little bit, is it's a 2-year contract with an option for a third year. I feel like if you're going to have a manager at this point for Tottenham, you might as well just keep him for 5 years.
I don't know. Is that going to be a new model now, though, going forward? Because that's Chelsea with a similar agreement with Pochettino, haven't they? 2 years with an option of a third year. I mean, because clubs are sacking managers left, right, etc. so quickly nowadays. Perhaps they're deciding, well, perhaps it's not really the best idea to put them on big long contracts.
I think it shows where the thinking is for these clubs, that they're thinking 2, maybe 3 seasons ahead. Whereas, like, I know Arteta's been tied down for, what, another 4 seasons? Something like that. I know Ten Hag signed a 4-year deal with an option for a 5th. Maybe it just shows the different thinking of clubs that they think they're looking, right, we keep sacking people, let's give someone 2 seasons and a couple hundred million.
I suppose, if they do well, then we can sort of...
Then we can tie it down long.
The thing with, I think... which baffles me, because obviously Ten Hag, Arteta, they're kind of project managers, you know. They have a plan for the next 3 years, for the next 5 years, on how to improve. And I think someone like Postecoglou is similar, where someone like Jose Mourinho and Conte, they're like a win now manager, you know. They get what you have at the moment and we just try and win as much as possible. But Spurs have a long way to go to be ready to challenge for titles. Even just to win a trophy. I mean, you know, Kane might be leaving. Son is getting on a bit. You know, Kulusevski, we don't know what's happening with him. He might be at Juventus. He may not be, you know, he may be at Tottenham. We don't really know. So I think there's a lot that needs to be overhauled.
Sounds like Lloris is going as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, he announced he wants to go, even though he's got one more year, but which I think is again the right choice, because I think he's fallen into that. Well, him and David De Gea have really fallen, like kind of been left behind a little bit by the way teams want to play, which is weird because Lloris has always been a sweeper keeper.
Yeah, he was quite trailblazing at one point, but now he's kind of said.
But I think Liam is bang on that there's so much work to do at Spurs. What's this guy going to do in 2 seasons unless they're about to pull a madness in the transfer window, which, given they've got no European football, just at all. Where's the pool coming from?
If they do get a big money offer for Kane, perhaps they're thinking they can reinvest that into, rebuilding the squad a bit. But yeah, last time they did that with Gareth Bale. They brought badly though, didn't they? That was the trouble that time.
Yeah, if they buy well. And, you know, I mean, I don't think they even have a director of football right. at the moment, which I maybe, I don't know if that would kind of throw a spanner in the works with Kane, but you know, if you don't sell him now, he's probably going for free next year.
100%. And the way Kane plays, it's not like you can say, oh, he's 31, he's past it. The way he plays, he could, if he does stays injury free, he could probably be, go for another 6-7 seasons.
Yeah,
if he
yeah,
wants,
because he doesn't rely on speed. So
no, not at all. It's all about positioning and strength, which you don't really like. You're not going to lose that unless you get some sort of horrible injury, which
yeah.
let's hope he doesn't.
What I will say though, sorry, Carl. As you know, sorry, Carl. You say what you want to say.
I was going to say, if he wants to go to Madrid and they offer enough money, I can see them letting him go to Madrid. I don't think they'll sell. I don't think they'll sell him to another Premier League club though.
I do think we'll make one offer if he doesn't just sign straight. And Madrid don't hang about, so if they want him, they're probably chatting to Spurs right now. They're not a club that hangs about. They just literally ask people the decisions to go, right, Benzema, you want to go? Cool, go. We don't want you.
Like, and they want the perfect player as well. It's not like they're just going to settle for, like, I don't know, Mitrovic. With all respect to him, you know. He's not
yeah. We're probably going to end up with him, so shut up.
And also, like, Benzema to Kane isn't too big of a stretch. It's not like you're signing it. Madrid don't have to tear up the way they're playing.
No.
By getting Harry Kane in, they can pretty much just carry on as is, getting similar return of goals and chances converted. Because look what... Kane scored 30 goals in the league season with fucking Eric Dier and Oliver Skip creating for him. What the hell is he going to do with like Camavinga and Modric?
And Bellingham as well.
Yeah, Bellingham as well.
Unless he becomes one of the long line of English players that just can't seem to do it abroad, and then perhaps we can buy him for 50 million when he flops.
So this miserable person today. Carl, say something positive.
I haven't got anything positive to say.
Do you know what I think you'd be a really good fit, actually, Kane? I think you'd be really good. I think you'd be really good fit at Arsenal.
Yeah, he probably would be.
But what
why would you want him at Arsenal when you hate him so much?
Bring him back. He's one of our own, you know.
I bet all of a sudden he's a good passer if he goes to Arsenal.
he'd be the best on the planet, but at the moment he's shy.
Yeah. He's not got that. He's not seen one of Arteta's drawings yet.
The thing is with Kane, it's interesting because he's not a great presser. I mean, like he puts a shift in, but he's not particularly intelligent with his pressing compared to like some other players. So I do wonder how he would do in a very very high pressing system.
Has he ever played in a high pressing system though? Look at the managers he's played under.
He did under Pochettino, but Jose Mourinho and Conte, I wouldn't particularly say they were not particularly high pressing.
So has he ever been asked to? But yeah, if you put him into a Klopp system, what would you do? He's not exactly slow.
He's not, well, he's a little bit slow, but...
Says us.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, thing is, he definitely tries, but you know, he doesn't exactly curve his runs when he's like pressing to like shut off like passing lanes and stuff. It's kind of just running at pace.
He's usually and he usually takes people on and just does them, or he's just in the right place. Which is he's got a little bit. He's got some speed. Yeah, he's not Mbappe when it.
Oh yeah, I meant purely with pressing. Sorry, he doesn't need to go on a messy dribble or anything. I don't mean anything like that.
No, but it's going to be interesting. I still think Kane goes. I think Madrid get him now because he's just a perfect fit. Because they're coming off they won the Copa del Rey, and they didn't reach the final of the Champions League, which is very un-Madrid. They were miles away in La Liga. I think they're going to want that quick. Well, Ancelotti needs that quick turnaround. Otherwise, he ain't going to be here there very much longer, is he? Because that's not a great season by Madrid standards. It's not even a good season.
No. It is. It is quite an old squad, though, isn't it? When you look at Modric and Cruz, I mean, they're all getting the wrong side of 30. Well, they are the wrong side of 30 now. As far as being an athlete's concerned, and they did think they had Kylian Mbappe tied up, didn't they, until he suddenly changed his mind. I mean, that did look a done deal at one point, Mbappe to Real Madrid, until they
dropped a boatload of money and perhaps threatened his family and told him, you're not going anywhere, mate.
Yeah. What a waste of time that is. Didn't literally the French president phoned him, didn't he? You know that story.
Yeah, yeah. It makes sense why there's so many fucking strikes if that's his priority.
I think the French need an excuse to riot. They just always riot.
Oh, I love that about them, though. It's one of the things I like about the French. I love that they just want to like strike whenever. Like, you know what? Fair play, lads.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
We'll go on strike.
We should, yeah, you know, I think we have a very good opinion should go on strike.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Just take a week off.
Our working conditions has not been good. I'm actually going to file a collective dispute with whoever the fuck's in charge.
It's Nathan. Nathan.
It's Reece, actually.
Yeah, it's Reece. Everyone get on to R. Saunders. I don't remember his thing.
I
can't remember.
It's really Rahul. He's still a silent partner, pulling all the strings in the background.
Just head to the Disney forums. I'm sure Reece is somewhere in there. Oh well, guys, it's pretty much football covered. Has anyone got anything else they want to go through?
You had all your awards things, didn't you? You wanted to do, Liam?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
I mean, I did 2 minutes of swatting up for this, so you better fucking do it now.
All right. All right. What is your funniest moment of the season? Any good memories?
Big Sam saying he's the best in the world springs to mind
immediately. Yeah, that was hilarious, wasn't it?
That was pretty. That's pretty funny.
Are you guys still here?
Yeah. All
right. Oh, okay.
Can you hear us? Quiet. Hello?
Yeah, you've been quiet. I didn't know if I dropped out or something.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't think we were not allowed to pause for breath then, are we?
Nathan, you're right. He is really...
it's really grouchy, isn't he? You know what? I'm gonna go with probably the same one as Liam here. I'm going to go for Liverpool Spurs. The Spurs equaliser.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was going to be mine as well, actually.
I thought it would be. Sorry, I stole that from you.
No, that's a good shout.
That was brilliant. The way they celebrated when they got the equaliser just to concede like less than a minute later was totally Spurs.
His first goal for the season. He had like four disallowed goals before. He got booked for all of them for taking off a shirt.
Oh, that was so good.
What a player.
So good.
What a player.
He's an absolute icon.
Oh, you know what? I think Spurs, actually, no. And you know, because you went for that, I'm going to go for a second option, which is Antonio Conte's Southampton press conference.
Ah, yeah, that was brilliant.
Oh, beautiful.
Absolutely stunning. We need more of that from managers of just blindlessly calling people out.
Oh, Jesus. Amazing.
Or Nick Pope forgetting he wasn't in his area.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and then everyone's saying he should be allowed to play. Yeah, you know what? He should be allowed to play. Yeah, it's a carrier having to come out with goal.
To be fair, he didn't play that badly. Well, he wasn't great, but
yeah, he wasn't great. I mean, our goals were but he's better than David De Gea.
Yeah, God. Actually, another good moment is I think it was the second week of the season, which feels like ages ago. But it was Antonio Conte and Tuchel's handshake.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That was brilliant.
Oh, man. One moment. Oh,
can I go for Mikel Arteta buying a dog to have at the training ground to inspire the players and then Arsenal immediately going on a winless run?
Yeah. Calling the dog win as well.
Oh,
that's a good one. That's very Arteta. It's like he's so good, but then occasionally he just falls back into being a meme.
I feel like he has like Ricky Gervais moments, like you did, like David Brent moments, where he like does something and he's like, oh yeah, it's a genius, and then it just falls.
Buying that shitty stereo system to try and mimic the entirety of Anfield.
Oh god,
it's really funny.
Yeah. Actually, another favourite Arteta moment is during the Villa game when the ball was rolling and we were trying to take a free kick and he started mocking the ref for it.
Oh, yeah. That was good. And then everyone losing their shit calling him a bully.
Oh, God. You know what? Shit housing managers were great this year.
There were some good ones. I mean, I do miss Jose sometimes, but there is still... Sometimes you can flick on Serie A and just watch him doing something insane. Trying to get a referee killed.
That was pretty concerning.
There has been some good ones. I mean, we're lacking it a little bit this year because Ollie was a bit of a shithouse. Like, Jose was a massive shithouse. LVG is an absolute shithouse. But Ten Hag is quite cool. I don't know. I feel like at some point, though, he's going to blow. Someone will do something stupid.
Something will happen at some point, won't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's because he's a pretty scary dude. You'd expect to, like, you know, he's going to have, like, a rage at some point. But
I'm sure he will at some point. Like, we will buy a striker and they'll sky a penalty in the last second of a derby. And he'll just, punch someone.
To be fair, actually, I quite like the... after the Brentford defeat, him making his players run, what was it, like 12 miles? Because Brentford did?
They had to run as much as Brentford. But then he did it with them as
he
well.
He did it with them, which actually was...
Even though it was like 40 degrees. But it was that summer where it was like crazy hot.
Mm.
Yeah, God.
What a good season. I bet that wasn't funny.
No, but you know, actually, you know what was funny? Chelsea.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about Chelsea. Chelsea are very funny.
Lampard going back and only winning one game, was it? That was pretty funny.
Yeah, they only beat Bournemouth and then they lost everything else. They somehow drew with Newcastle the last day of the season as well.
Yeah,
I guess Newcastle had nothing to play for.
God, that is the definition of failing upwards. My God.
Yeah, coming 12th, the worst season. It's quite amazing that despite all the lows that both our sides have been on in the last few years, I don't think we've never finished lower than seventh in the history of the Premier League. I don't know about Arsenal, Liam, probably similar.
I think we finished eighth, and that was the season when we were like, I think we didn't win in like 11 games. I mean, we lost like 10, and then that was when like I think Emile Smith Rowe came in and we beat Chelsea on actually when Lampard was in charge we beat Lampard's team.
Oh, that's so good. Chelsea bottom half of the season. That's funny. Todd Bowley apparently getting managerial advice from James Corden. No one has ever denied. Okay. Oh, have you seen the Duncan Ferguson Forest Green interview?
No.
Oh, everyone, I'll put it up on the Rogue Opinions Twitter, but it's Duncan Ferguson on his first day meeting the chairman of Forest Green. And Forest Green are like an entirely environmentally friendly vegan club. So it's Big Dunk talking about how much he cares about the environment.
Oh, God.
It's amazing. I will go to at Rogue _ Opinion and I will post the video, but it's amazing. And the chairman is just holding a plant-based burger the entire time. It's literally like a comedy sketch.
Oh Jesus. Here's a question, not necessarily a funny one. What was your favorite moment of the season? I want to hear from Carl first, actually, because I feel like me and Nathan have talked a lot.
Favorite moment of the season? Probably, yeah. I was probably going to be biased in something Man United related, isn't it? It's probably probably when we beat City at Old Trafford, because there was a bit of a shithouse of a goal involved. So it was quite hilarious to watch them all whining about it.
I forgot about that, actually. Yeah, wow. Jesus. Nathan?
Yeah, that was my goal of the season, if anyone has listened to the United Journal podcast. That's goal of the season. Favourite moment? God, I can't stop thinking about Duncan Ferguson talking about plant-based beef now. I'm going to go with Leeds getting relegated.
Ooh, oh, wow.
Good show.
I don't like Leeds.
I like Leeds, but
yeah, but you're too young to remember Leeds when they weren't shit.
True. I wanted Everton to get relegated, annoyingly, because we always fucking lose to them.
Oh, right, that's a good reason to be fair.
Yeah, Yeah, that was quite funny as well, actually, going back to funny moments. So Arsenal losing to Everton, and then Everton just being shit afterwards.
Complete crap afterwards.
Yeah, Dyche's first game, they played like fucking Prime Jose. Oh, man. That was tough, actually. Oh, I'm surprised neither of you mentioned the Barcelona result.
Yeah, I've talked about that quite a lot.
Maybe if we'd won the European trophy, it might have meant something, but we fucked it up, didn't we?
I'm trying not to be completely biased in all my answers as well. Yeah. But yeah, that was probably my favourite match. I have watched that match like twice.
It is a good match, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good because they were so filled with hope, those Barcelona lot. Just like after they scored the penalty.
Yeah. And now they're signing Messi. So.
Yeah,
because they were good in the Liga, but they were just hopeless in Europe that season, weren't they, for some reason?
Yeah, suspicious. It's almost like the Liga's terrible.
Oh, God. Well, my favourite, I think, was Arsenal versus Bournemouth. Partly for the game, but also partly because it was annoying me so much with my antics.
Oh, that was a good game.
So just tell the listeners.
Was this when you had one of your paddies on the chat?
I don't know what you're talking about, Carl. So we're versus Bournemouth. And I think we go down 1-0 after 9 seconds. I was like, oh, fuck. What the hell is going on here? And then we play awful. And then we go 2-0 down. And I think at this point, I'm saying, oh, fuck this. I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to hear anyone. So I just leave. I leave our group chat. And Reese is having the time of his life. He's like, oh, what a pathetic bastard. I can't believe he did this. And so I'm just enjoying myself. You know, I'm not enjoying myself. But we get 2 goals back and we go right into the last minute. And Reese Nelson scores an absolute blinder in the last minute. And I go fucking mental and message Reese and the rest of you saying how much I loved you all. Oh. Reese was so pissed. It was glorious. It was beautiful. Mwah. What a day.
That was a good day. Isn't it wild to think that Nathan Jones at Southampton is the only reason Man City didn't win every single trophy?
I mean, I honestly thought when he scored that last minute winner against Bournemouth, I thought that was the championship winning goal. If you know what I mean, I thought they should have lost this game, and they managed to claw. Come back and win it somehow. They are actually going to win the league, and then you managed to fuck it all up, didn't they?
Oh, man.
I've got another favourite moment, actually. I'm going to go for Liverpool-Bournemouth, because we had just lost 7-0 to Liverpool, and then Liverpool followed it up by losing 1-0 to Bournemouth.
Yeah. They lost quite a few on the run after that, didn't they? It was weird.
Yeah, they pretty much threw their whole season away after that. I don't think they won another game for like 4 games or something.
They must have celebrated that win like mad, wasn't they? It must have been, you know, a 3-month hangover from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Liverpool, did they have any big results against anyone?
We just mentioned it, so I don't know why.
Confidently, it's 7-0. I don't think they did anything all year, did they?
Yeah. Did they weren't involved in any other 7-0s?
Oof. Don't think so.
No. Okay. Fair enough.
I don't think Liverpool did anything this year.
No. Well, I mean, I thought they'd be on for a quadruple, but it's not.
They managed to come back from 2-0 down against some London side.
This is true. So did West Ham.
Nathan, come on. I don't think West Ham ever came back from 2-0 down against anyone. Anyway, what's our next segment?
Do you know what? Brighton Arsenal, that was a good game.
Oh, fuck off. Oh, that was so fucking depressing.
Yeah. And there was a. It's a shame because it was such a title race and then it wasn't.
Yeah. It all fell apart with that fucking Sporting Lisbon game, which I didn't even want us to fucking win. Because I didn't want to be in the fucking Europa League.
You didn't fucking win.
I know, we didn't fucking win, yeah. But then
why did it fall apart? Did it fall apart from there? I don't.
Well, because Tomiyasu and Saliba both got injured.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, and so we had to play fucking Grant Holding.
Yeah, we just got to do what Spurs are doing and stop qualifying for Europe, and then you can properly focus on the league and still be terrible.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So maybe we just need to, you know, go out of the Champions League early and focus on the league.
Yeah, you know what? Round of 16
sounds good. But make sure you finish bottom so you don't have to go into the Europa League.
Yeah, there's no point entering the Europa League. Because Sevilla will come third in their group.
And you have to pay a stupid qualifier nowadays as well, so you don't want to have to do all that.
Yeah, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, because, well, when Barcelona got relegated to the Europa League, that's why we played them.
They just, every season the Europa League just gets like a round longer. It's somehow such a long event.
To be fair, at least like that match was worth it. I mean, it probably wasn't good in the long run, but like, my God.
Because when does the new UCL format start? Because that's changing its format, isn't it? Is it 10 teams in a group or some stupid nonsense like that?
Yeah, top five in the Premier League will qualify for the Champions League. But I think fifth and fourth have to play like two qualifying rounds or something weird. It's mental. There's going to be so many teams in it. And I've had this rant before, but maybe not on this show. But it shouldn't be called the Champions League because there's actually like no fucking champions in it anymore. It's just like, oh, you came eighth in the Kazakhstan League. Somehow you're here. It's like, it's not the Champions League.
Because I think when we won it in 99, I think only the top two went through in that.
Yeah.
In that year, didn't they?
No, we got only the top of the group, and we only got through because we were like the next highest point scorers. So we actually nearly went out in the groups. Really close.
No, I meant as in league, you know, the ones qualified from the Premier League. I think it was only first and second in them days that qualified for the Champions League. And now it's like four, isn't it? Or it's just maybe even five, like you're saying.
Yeah. Why is fourth place in the leagues in the Champions League? Doesn't make any sense.
They just wanted to make it bigger, didn't they? But
yeah. I mean, you should be complaining. You finished fourth, lad.
No, I don't. Like, I just think it's stupid. Because it's not. It's, why call it the Champions League when no one's a champion? That's pretty much in it. Apart from like six clubs.
You can become a champion. I mean, didn't Liverpool win it when they were fourth or something? Or the second? I can't even remember what they were.
I just don't think anyone other than first in the league should automatically qualify. And everyone else should go into playoffs.
You know what? That would be a really good pub quiz question. Has any team that's finished fourth in the league ever won Champions League? I'll be interested to know. It must be someone.
Let's know at @rogue_opinion. And let's know how correct I am. I also want to get rid of seeding in the group stage.
Obviously, you want to get rid of me. I was like, yeah, fair enough.
Get rid of seeding because the groups are all exactly the same every single year, bar like one or two teams. Get rid of the pots. Just the champions line up in the top of the groups and then everything else is random.
Yeah, but I mean, could you imagine a league with like Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, Man City, you know, I don't know, PSG, and then it's just a league from like, you know, is Salzburg versus Club.
It makes it more interesting, though. Otherwise, the semi-finals is always Real Madrid, always Man City, and then it's just like two of the other big hitters, and nothing ever interesting happens because how many times have we seen Bayern v PSG?
Quite a lot.
And it's so boring. And Real Madrid, we get it like once a year now.
And you know that Arsenal, I'm going to get either Bayern Munich or Barcelona this time if you qualify.
Yeah. Why not? You won't even qualify, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my plan to make it more interesting because I want to see other clubs get an actual opportunity. It's literally every year, like, it's like AC Milan in the semi final Champions League, and everyone's like, oh, this is different. And you're like, it's AC fucking Milan. Not that different.
They've been shit for a long time, so it's nice to finally see them actually doing something good.
I mean, everyone's itching for a semi-final of Rapid Vienna versus Red Star Belgrade, aren't they?
That would be great. It'd be more interesting than Bayern v PSG.
And also, this is the dude who's just complaining about we shouldn't have small teams in the Champions League, by the way.
No, I'm saying they shouldn't automatically qualify.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, actually, some breaking news. Because we were talking about Chelsea earlier. PSG apparently drafted a legal letter to Sporting Lisbon, complaining about the reports that Chelsea are going to try and buy Lisbon, just so they could buy their fucking player. And apparently that's why he's going to PSG instead of Lisbon now.
That was bullshit from Chelsea, though. To be fair,
it was fucking funny though.
Is that an actual thing?
Yeah, they offered to buy a stake in Sporting Lisbon if they sold them that. Is it Ugafa, or however you say his name?
Was that even allowed? Can another club have a stake in a...
We did for years. I can't remember what the team was called, but we had a feeder club for a while.
I don't know if we actually had a financial stake in them, but yeah, we did sort of use another European club as a sort of feeder club to sell low knees, didn't we? But
I can't remember who it was now, but Chelsea had Vitesse for years.
Yeah, I think City have Mallorca in Spain. I'm pretty sure. But yeah, it is bullshit.
Chelsea are just nuts. Like, they've completely lost the plot, haven't they?
They really have. Just when you think American owners can't get any worse, Todd Bowley turns up and just, you know, like, hold my beer.
He's worse in a different way, though, where he's just doesn't seem to have... He wants to be really involved, but he has no understanding of how any of it works. Like, so he's just sort of doing stuff on a day-to-day.
At least he's taking a step back now, because, I mean, Jesus Christ, I think we needed... Actually, no, I kind of wanted him to stay, actually.
I don't know if he is, if they're like, hey, we'll buy your player and half your club. Like, I'm not sure if he has stepped back.
Oh man, you know, maybe Arsenal should do that with Bryson, just so we can get a fucking Ecuadorian player. I can't even know what his name is.
Caicedo.
That's him. Yeah. You know, Stan, buddy, you just won the fucking Super Bowl, and you have Walmart. I'm just saying, pay up, you know.
Yeah, but he's got Trump's presidential campaign to donate to.
Well, that's true.
That's where the Caicedo money's going.
Yeah. Well. I feel like we kind of got off track a little bit. Well, I don't know if we ever on track, to be honest.
Sound like us going off track.
Before we get to the Patricks, then, let's talk UEFA Champions League. Obviously, no one cares unless Inter win. Let's get some predictions. Carl, who's going to win?
Unfortunately, I think City will win 2-3 now.
Liam?
Yeah, I think it'd be a massacre. I can't see Inter winning. I'm actually missing the match because I'm seeing a friend. But I don't think I'll be missing much.
The way he said that.
Can you
hear that little inflection on?
I know. Friend? Yeah.
Tell the podcast listeners.
No, he's actually just a friend, but I don't know why I said it like that. It's a bit sus, really. It's sus, really, isn't it?
It's because it sounds like you're going to say something else. You hesitated and then went with friends. So, you know, if it's a date, you know, good on you.
Yeah. Good on you. Good on you, boy.
Oh, I fucking wish you got a pussy. Jesus Christ.
It's one of your hate rallies, isn't it? Be honest.
Yeah, well, obviously. But I mean, come on. We all know this.
You're trying to be coy about it, Carl.
Yeah, it's like, come on, just tease it out. You know, we don't have to go balls deep into it.
Well, I'm gonna paint a scenario instead. I think it's gonna be 1-0, 85th minute. Obviously, as we've all seen in the Twitter world, Lukaku is dating Megan Thee Stallion. Everyone knows that no one plays better than when their baby girl is in the crowd. So Lukaku, 30 yards, top corner. It hits a guy right in the face in row Z. Edison, goal kick, City win 2-1.
Wow.
Because Lukaku is so bad at finishing, which is why Megan likes him so much.
Oh.
Yeah. And that,
he's catching strays.
It's the best joke of the whole show.
Did you know that he has the most transfer fees in history, like combined transfer fees?
It's nuts, isn't it?
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, because you bought him for like 60 million from Everton, and then I can't even remember who bought him next. I think it's Inter bought him next for 50 million, and Chelsea bought him for 50 million. I'm pretty sure there's some other one as
Chelsea
well.
Chelsea boy for 100 minutes.
Did we? Oh my god. Yeah, what the fuck was that? Anyway.
No, I think Inter are going to win. I think they're going to win 2-1.
Okay.
I think Pep is going to mess this up in a big way.
Oh, I love it.
That would be the best thing. That would have to come back and re-edit our funniest moments.
It's Italians in the final of the Champions League. It's going to be a really not Pep-like match because Inter will not let it be. I think they're going to kick, they're going to push, they're going to shove, the referee is going to be too scared to send anyone off in a Champions League final. And I think Phil Foden is just going to have his head taken off by Darmian. Actually, Foden won't even play. Who would it be? Mahrez.
He's going to be on bench. I got all his other trophies.
Oh, Foden. He's had a really bad season.
He's won like 5 league titles and he's played like 13 minutes. Like, what the fuck, man?
When does he leave, do you think?
Never.
I reckon?
I don't know. Do you think he'll leave?
Well, it's not quite, because he's still quite young. He's still only, what, 23? He's not very old.
I can see Arsenal trying for
But him. At some point, he has to go because he's not starting any games.
I wouldn't mind us starting. It would be a great rotation option for Saka.
Yeah. I mean, Calvin Phillips. Calvin Phillips insists he's happy there. And what has he played? He's barely played like 15 minutes of football for him.
It's
he?
Like when they signed Fabian Delph. They're literally just doing it because they need a certain amount of homegrown players.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's literally the only reason Calvin Phillips is there. Anyway, onto the Patricks.
Yes. I hear you guys have been preparing extensively.
Not really, no.
Oh, Carl, I'm going to go to you first.
Well, I tried to think of one, but I haven't been able to, so I've got nothing.
Oh, I thought you had one for some reason. Oh.
No.
Oh.
Liam?
I said in the chat, I'm trying to think of one. No, nothing's come to mind. I had a good one if we'd have recorded last week, but that sort of passed us by. That's passed us by. I can't now because I've forgotten what it was.
Yeah, never mind.
But I remember, I do remember thinking, oh, I've got one for the Patricks this week. And then we didn't record for whatever reason. And it's been a week later. And
we didn't record because I'd hate to peel back the curtain for the listener here, but we didn't record because Carl didn't want to do it before the FA Cup final.
Well, no, we had a few.
Five minutes we thought we were going to win.
We had a few false starts before that as well because of people working late and going for walks and whatnot.
Yeah. I wasn't here for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, that was a big issue as well, actually.
There's nothing stopping you guys recording, other than Carl, apparently.
Name didn't want to. I did suggest it. But he said, "Well, do Nathan gets back?"
I thought it's nice as a freebie. Sometimes we won't talk.
All right, Liam. Let's. Who's your Patrick?
My Patrick is Fulham Football Club because they had picnics at Craven Cottage today, and I thought that was kind of very cute, but also fucking weird. It's
very weird, yeah.
It's the most Tory thing I've ever fucking heard.
Why weren't you there? Is that where you went? Is that why you couldn't? Is that why you couldn't record at 1 o'clock?
Hey,
we found it out, Nathan.
We finally found out he was busy.
To be fair, the place to have it there—that's a good, lovely place to have a picnic. What a stadium!
It's a lovely part of London. It's not a bad place to have a picnic. It's just really weird.
It is very weird. Yeah. I mean, hey, you know, Hammersmith is probably the only green bit in the area, to be fair.
Yeah, there's not a lot of greenery in London. Sadiq Khan.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Sadiq. We know you listen to this.
Anyway, getting back on track, I'm going to nominate Macaulay Culkin's pizza band, the Pizza Underground. It's a comedy rock band, and they've actually stopped doing. They're only active from 2013 to 2018. But Macaulay Culkin was the frontman of the Pizza Underground, and all their songs were about pizza.
Wow. Wow, and he played the kazoo, man.
Yeah, kazoo, they played pizza boxes, there was a glockenspiel.
I love a glockenspiel.
Who doesn't love a glockenspiel?
It's the most German-sounding shit I've ever heard.
So that's what I'd like to nominate, the Pizza Underground.
Wow.
So you got nothing, being a Tory in Fulham and the Pizza Underground. This might be the worst week of nominees.
Yeah, it might be.
It's pretty crap. Do you remember? I kind of want to nominate nice Carl? Because we've got mean Carl this week.
You know, actually, if you go for nice Carl, I'll happily go for nice Carl, because I do miss him.
Yeah, nice Carl just doesn't exist. That's just me being a character to try and convince everyone I am nice, but couldn't do it today.
I like fake you. Reveal you.
Yeah, you know when your mum told you to be yourself? Just don't.
Yeah. Go back to being like, be like a proper podcaster and just be really fake all the time.
Ouch. God, you don't have to call Scott out like that. Come on, man.
Yeah. Oh, we do.
That's a bit uncalled.
We have to call Scott out every episode. All he does, sits in his little house talking about Frasier all the fucking time.
Yeah, the fucking... Oh, Jesus.
Show's not even good. It's
no.
Shit, Cheers.
It's named after fucking Frasier. Who the fuck names their kid Frasier?
Exactly.
I've never even seen Frasier. I don't even know what it is. But it's a show.
You would honestly hate it. It's literally not, as much as I know about what you like to watch, Liam, Frasier is everything you hate.
Is it like Seinfeld, like not as good, or I like Seinfeld.
Frasier is a spin-off from Cheers. It's about Frasier Crane, who used to go to the bar in Cheers. So it's got big time Republican hero Kelsey Grammer plays Frasier, and he's just a radio psychiatrist. And this is a comedy, by the way.
It sounds really good.
Yeah, and he just hangs out with his brother. They talk about tailoring and go see operas. And their dad is the opposite of what they are, so that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crap, really bad.
Well, it's a glowing endorsement.
Wow, hope Scott doesn't listen to this. Christ.
Oh,
he'll
yeah.
He'll be heartbroken.
Because he knows podcasts.
I don't mind it. I'm not mad on it, like say Scott, but I could watch it when it was on back in the day, but it's not something I'd go back to and rewatch. I wouldn't watch it now if it came back on repeats or something. Oh, but it was all right.
Frasier's bad.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us for the season, everyone.
Yeah, hopefully there's some transfer news next week. We've got the Champions League final this weekend, which would be good. West Ham are obviously playing a European final against Fiorentina in the UEFA Conference League. So that
should
be pretty good.
Actually, that'd be fun.
That will be fun. I do hope West Ham win.
Yeah, so do I. It'll be nice. And also means that we can finally bid for fucking Declan Rice about time. And maybe it means Fabio Romano can stop fucking tweeting about it.
Well, to be fair, Bayern are also after him. So there is stuff going on.
I still don't know where Arsenal are getting the money for this Damien Rice deal. I mean, the amount... Why did I say Damien Rice?
Declan I love Damien Rice. He's great.
You don't know where massive London club...
Noah's daughter.
You don't know what Arsenal get their money from. They get like 150 million a year just from TV.
Yeah, but they never spend any, and West Ham want like 120 million, and that's like twice as much as Arsenal have ever spent on any transfer. So I just don't get it.
Arsenal are poor.
I mean, to be fair, we have spent a lot of money, in fairness. It just feels like we haven't.
Well, you do spend loads of money. You were bidding like 90 million for Mudrick and let's not forget.
And he signed Trossard for like 10 million.
Instead.
And he did far better.
He did, yeah.
Damien Rice.
Where did I get that from? I meant to say Declan, obviously. I don't know where Damien came from.
Uncle Ben's nephew, Damien Rice.